there are at least 62 million people enrolled in Medicaid programs across the United States today. That's up about 3 million since the Affordable Care Act went into effect. The ACA was designed to expand Medicaid coverage to most people under age 65 who earn up to $16,000 a year or up to $32,000 a year for a family of four. But in 2012, the Supreme Court gave states the chance to opt out of the expansion. Illinois is one of the 25 states that went ahead with Medicaid expansion. Neighboring Missouri did not. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra looked into the impacts of those differing decisions.
I met 27-year-old Stephen Gillespie in the fall of 2013. He was in his room at Touche Regional Hospital in Centerville, Illinois, just across the Mississippi River from St. Louis, Missouri. Gillespie has type 1 diabetes.
My insulin costs too much, so when I run out, I had to, you know what I'm saying, go to the hospital.
Gillespie works odd jobs. He doesn't have insurance. But since Illinois opted to expand Medicaid under the federal health care law, Gillespie now qualifies for coverage.
Hi, this is Angie. Can you give me Mr. Gillespie in 3204, please?
One moment.
Thank you.
From the computer in her office a couple floors below Gillespie's hospital room, program manager Angela Merton talks Gillespie through his Medicaid enrollment.
Okay, spell your first name for me, please.
S-T-E-V-E-N.
The whole process takes about 15 minutes, but there's a stack of paper on Merton's desk that's almost 2 feet high.
Right now, that stack, that represents about 550 individuals who are uninsured that I need to contact, and quite honestly, most of them will be eligible for Medicaid under, you know, Illinois' expansion program.
According to the latest count, about 220,000 Illinoisans like Gillespie have enrolled in Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Mike Claffey is a spokesperson for Illinois on matters related to the ACA. He says all those new Medicaid signups do not add up to a big new financial burden for the state.
One of the great things for states that opt into the Medicaid expansion is the very generous federal match that comes with it.
That generous federal match means the feds will cover all the costs of Medicaid expansion for the first 3 years of the program and at least 90% of the costs after that. For Illinois, that adds up to a whole lot of federal dollars coming into the state to cover health care for the poor.
We estimate from 2014 to 2020, we'll tap about $12 billion in federal funding.
But across the river in Missouri, there's a different take on the economics of Medicaid.
It is on a path fiscally that is unsustainable for our state and country.
Like many other Republicans, Missouri Representative Jay Barnes says he's not willing to expand Medicaid until it works more like private sector insurance, and Medicaid recipients pay for some of their health care costs.
The intent being every time a participant would show up for health care outside of preventive care, they'd have to make a cost-conscious decision, and they'd realize, hey, you know what? This is not free. It costs money.
Barnes and others in the Missouri legislature have proposed a variety of options for overhauling Medicaid, but none of them seem likely to pass this session. That's not what St. Louis resident Sherry Koop wants to hear.
How can it not be on our agenda in Missouri?
Koop used to be enrolled in Medicaid, but was dropped for making too much money, about $600 a month. Missouri's Medicaid income limits are among the lowest in the country. A single mom with one child has to make less than $3,000 a year to get coverage. And unless they're over 65 or disabled, adults without dependent children can't qualify at all, no matter how poor they are. Last year, Koop ended up in the emergency room with a life-threatening infection. She couldn't work. She lost her job. And she says she couldn't afford the hospital bill anyway.
People who are in social service there are trying to find a way to help me get that covered because I have no way to pay for it.
Hospitals get federal funds to help them pay for treating uninsured patients like Koop. But under the Federal Health Care Act, that funding will start to go away. And if Missouri doesn't expand its Medicaid program, it will also forego the billions of federal dollars that would have come into the state to pay for that expansion. Even without Medicaid expansion, low-income Missourians could still buy insurance through the federal online marketplace. But there's a very big catch. The poorest Missourians, the ones making less than $12,000, would have to pay full price. Ryan Barker with the Missouri Foundation for Health says that's because they would have qualified for Medicaid if Missouri had expanded its program. According to a study by the Kaiser Family Foundation, almost 200,000 Missourians fall into what's known as the coverage gap.
Because they're not eligible for subsidies, we didn't expand Medicaid, and paying the full cost is just not a reasonable expectation.
And unless the Republican majority state legislature can come up with a politically acceptable way to expand Medicaid coverage, Barker says Missouri's poorest will continue to have no real health insurance options. For Here and Now, I'm Veronique LaCapra in St. Louis.